Police have fired rubber bullets at protesting taxi-hailing service drivers in Sandton, north of Joburg. About 200 drivers from various taxi-hailing services drove in protest from Zuilik to the Uber offices in Cromerville, where they are expected to hand over a memorandum of grievances. They are unhappy over price-related issues. Traffic was backed up as they blocked the M1 freeway. Tipo Bagane has more.
Gauteng Police's K. Makube LSS officers were forced to fire shots at the protesting drivers.
They blocked the roads, but police tried to disperse them by using rubber bullets so that they can move their cars out of the road. At the moment, no one has been arrested.
The driver's source of frustration is the intended rates drop from R7.50 a kilometre to R6 a kilometre by rides-sharing company Bolt, formerly Taxify.
The Competition Commission has called on government to subsidise the taxi industry. The Commission's report on public transport pricing has found that government subsidises trains more than any other mode of public transport. It's also found that most South Africans use taxis and spend 20% of their salaries on taxi fares. Commissioner Thembinkosi Bonakele says South Africans have until the end of next month to make submissions on their report.
The inquiry was initiated as a result of a number of complaints we received. So a lot of minibus taxis were complaining about subsidies that bus and other modes were receiving, which they considered to be unfair.
And finally,